There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Forgot somehow to clean the dirt out of the patch cables in the studio so we could actually hear him. So, Patrick, you'll tell us when we can hear. Hey, he's back!
Hey!
I
don't know. The fourth or fifth time we just tried, so I've been able to hear you the whole time.
Okay, so it was the patch cable going the other way. Maybe I forgot to clear the dirt out of it that way. But anyway, I'm glad to have you on board, Dr. Batar. How are the plants that you planted last week? Everything good?
Everything's looking really good.
All right. Well, Super Don sent you a bunch of really cool stories, and one of which came from your wife, Deb, that we were going to talk about this week. I don't know if you were able to – I know you had to review that or you'd be in big trouble with your wife.
Well, actually, I did see that, and actually I didn't even realize – I just saw the email. I looked at it and I forwarded it to you, and then I realized she'd already forwarded it to you. So that's the only one I looked at. But I've got Don's message here, so I'm pulling him up right now.
No worries. Well, let's start with the one because, you know, we've been covering last hour about the SB 277, the removal of all exemptions for kids in California. And we reference or cross-reference that to a stunning display of vaccine denialism from chicken farmers, because it seems like about half of the chicken farmers, and we're talking factory farm chickens, are standing up against this idea that they want to vaccinate all the birds, all the chickens in factory farms against bird flu, and probably everyone else, because they're saying, hey, it hasn't been tested, B, it's not even efficacious, C, there could be viral shedding issues, D, they won't be able to sell their chickens overseas. But very interesting how these chicken farmers are recognizing the thing that moms and dads in California are recognizing. And so it's not just about parents, but it's farmers too.
Yeah, and I think it's very indicative of what the issue is, because they're clearly aware of the ramifications of doing something like this, especially from their bottom line, because profits will decrease simply because overseas markets won't buy them anymore. There are certain countries, and I don't know whether, Robert, you're aware of this. I think you probably are, but there are certain countries that food items coming from the United States are considered unacceptable and can't cross into their borders. For example, milk, cheese products, but milk for sure, and I think meat products coming into New Zealand from U.S. They will not allow U.S. milk to come into New Zealand. They won't allow U.S. milk to come into Australia. So that's kind of interesting, isn't it, that we consume milk here. We're supposed to be the most prosperous country on the planet, and yet there are countries that will not allow the milk that we consume on a daily basis to cross into their borders.
Right. Well, exactly. And this is the point when you now start to see chicken farmers going, whoa, 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 don't be vaccinating my chickens, right? And that you got to say, all right, now something's going on. There is a sea change occurring, although they still might. They still might push that SB 277 forward and mandate this in California. And if they do, I expect a serious civil disobedience. By the way, we have David Gumpert tomorrow talking raw, real milk. He's a real champion up there, in, I think, in Wisconsin area. David Gumpert joining us tomorrow. Now, Dr. Batar, this first story is a heartbreaker. A four-month-old baby dies after being jabbed with seven vaccines. Autopsy report censors the vaccine info. It's a story right here on Natural News. This is the one Deb sent us. And, again, it's just another tragedy that I perceive, and as do you, is needless if we would just be honest and have integrity in discussing the efficacy and the safety issues, and that would eliminate every child getting these seven shots and seeing this outcome.
and this child is unfortunately not, it's not an isolated case. This child, there's probably thousands like this that happen, and yet they're not attributed to the vaccines. They're always given, you know, some other condition, some other issue, some other pathology, and the vast majority end up getting maimed rather than ultimately, you know, dying. It's one of these things that what's the actual rate of damage? It's so exorbitant. I mean, if you look at the current state of autism, and it's 1 in 53 kids or whatever it is, but then you start looking at all these other children that have other types of neurological deficits, other types of issues, such as asthma, diabetes, and then, of course, you've got the ADD, the ADHD, the pervasive developmental delay, you've got the entire autism spectrum disorder. It's amazing. I would think that if there's a single child on this planet that hasn't had some type of detrimental response secondary to the assault from the vaccinations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, tragedies are occurring along, you know, across all strata. And, you know, the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, who we've reported on an additional danger, a threat to African-American boys getting the MMR shot on time in this case. But here you have seven jabs in a short period of time after seven previous jabs, and then a disaster occurs. A child dies. This child's name, Jalia Cortez Turner, and this was originally reported on Vax Truth. Her mother felt bullied by the doctors to have the second round of vaccines after some indications the first round maybe not to do this again. And the high fever, the knots in leg at injection sites, doctors say, oh, don't worry. Oh, nothing to worry about. This is normal, right? And they kind of dismiss it all until the baby is gone, dead. And then they deny and they claim that what happened right before her eyes didn't really happen.
Yeah, this is what's the most disturbing thing, because if a parent stands up for the rights of the child, they're ostracized, they're demonized, they're minimized, and then they're, you know, ultimately attacked in one way or fashion or form. They have child abuse or child protection services called on them, and they run the gamut of, you know, having to deal with the court systems, et cetera, et cetera, just for standing up for the right of their child. And then you've got situations like this, but clearly the vaccine does damage, and there's nobody does anything. Mainstream media didn't cover it. The doctors aren't held responsible. The same doctors that tell parents that they're irresponsible for not giving their children vaccines, they get a free pass. They get to walk the hallways and continue doing the same, perpetuating the same myths and legends and garbage, like as if it's gospel and survival itself. And the parents can't go after the vaccines or the vaccine manufacturers because of the laws that have been passed, like the Patriot Act, to prevent them from seeking any type of damage or even any type of punitive damages so that they can teach the industry a lesson, because they're protected by the laws that have been passed. So
right. Well, on the SB 70
situation.
Yeah, Dr. Pitar, on the SB 277 issue, we reported on an amendment that was proposed that would allow parents to sue directly in state court the vaccine manufacturers, since they were going to mandate it. It's like, shouldn't they, as it's a consumer protection-oriented state on many levels in California, shouldn't the parents then be free to go after the manufacturers? And they wouldn't allow any debate, discussion, or amendment on this bill. I mean, they are very frightened about what's happening here. I think the reality is setting in, whether they want to admit it or not, that this push to remove exemptions is backfiring horribly, horribly on the pro-vaccine forces.
Yeah, and I think it's going to also be a precedent that's set. It'll be a lead, if you will, for other states to follow. Just like there were states that basically said that they weren't going to adhere to the Obamacare issues. Or, you know, many one state stands up and other states follow suit. And I think it's going to be the same situation here, except I think it may be much bigger and more widespread. And I hope it is. Because there are a lot of people, Robert, that feel the same way as you and I do, but they're scared to voice it. So they stay timid and they stay behind, you know, closed doors, and they feel the same way, but they're not going to voice it because they're afraid of how their peer group may think about it. But what they don't know is the peer group feels the same way. So pretty much all these people, they all feel the same way, but nobody's voicing it. And yet the media's out there, you know, saying if you don't vaccinate your kids, you're irresponsible, you're ignorant, you don't know what you're doing, you think you're playing doctor, you think you know what you're doing, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's that fear of not being part of the herd. I think that's their last ditch effort. But when the herd realizes that they're all in the same sheet of music,
Well, that's the question. You know, what is that, if there is one event, a seminal event or a series of events, that emboldens the doctors that are on the fence now, that secretly they know they carry the burden, they see what's happening, but as you said, they're afraid to speak up for any number of reasons, primarily usually loss of licensure or attack by the state and boards of medicine or medical boards. Will, you know, which death will be the one too many, right? Will the SB 277 have to come into law for doctors to finally say, all right, this is far beyond out of hand?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to end up having to take the life of a child of somebody that, I hate to say that, but somebody's child that's up there in the hierarchy that, you know, that becomes a casualty or victim of this issue. But if you remember, the same people that actually passed this when they had the Simpsonwood issue with a 16 or or the 14 different pharmaceutical companies, I don't remember the exact number, that got together in Simpsonwood and they had the big meeting about right. The vaccinations. And it was a doctor, is it Richard Smith or Robert Smith? I think, I can't remember the name of the head of the Institute of Medicine at that time. And they basically talked about the vaccine dangers, and they had epidemiologists talking about the statistical analysis from the vaccine damage and the indication, and basically the president of the IOM stood up and said, you know, reanalyze the data. And one of the epidemiologists said, it doesn't matter how you reanalyze the data, from which standpoint you use, which statistical model you use, it doesn't matter. There is still a very high statistical significance between the correlation of these vaccinations and autism. And then the president of the Institute of Medicine said something to the extent, we've got the transcripts, I can get the transcripts if we need to, but he said something to the extent, well, my grandchild was this one, he had a grandson this one, he said, I don't want them getting vaccines, but we have to make sure this information doesn't get out. And this is back in, when was Simpson born, like 1996 or something, 1998?
Yeah, late 90s, moving toward the 99, there was a lot of things happening on this planet associated with the evil revelations of vaccinators, as well as some revelations in terms of recognition of the cause and effect relationship. There was like this equal thing rising at that moment to meet each other.
Yeah. So I think it's going to end up being something like that, Robert, something that's going to end up taking somebody's child that has been very pro-vaccine, and when it because I think some of these people aren't even doing their own children. They're not vaccinated.
Yeah, no, that's true. We're finding that is very true. A lot of these doctors secretly not vaccinating their own children. We're going to get more onto that. We've got updates on cancer cures made of cabbage beating chemo for certain types of cancer. We'll get to that. But one more vaccine story. Also, we've got gut feelings. It's more than just heartburn, what it really means. But vaccine to prevent type 1 diabetes, we suspect it causes it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
The show, each and every Monday, we kick off the week with Dr. Bitar. We do advanced medicine. Easy access to the archives if you're a big fan of Dr. Bitar, like we all are, of course, here. You can go to medicalrewind.com. That's an additional area of archives in addition to all the other areas you can go to. Now, vaccinations. We're talking about that. We got another segment here to discuss. A new FDA-approved mid-stage trial of a vaccine to reverse type 1 diabetes. Dr. Bitar mentioned this on the air with you before, that we precipitate diabetes, this autoimmune reaction, at least in part, by injecting all these strange antigens and adjuvants in vaccines, creating autoimmune reactions, attacking cells within the pancreas, and resulting in type 1. Now they're saying, well, we got a vaccine for that.
Well, I think it's the most ludicrous thing to even talk about a vaccine to prevent an issue which is completely toxicity related. I bet the statistical analysis, if they bothered doing it, you would see a much higher incidence of diabetes in individuals that had received vaccinations. In fact, I would venture that the correlation between the more vaccines an individual had and the faster onset of diabetes would be a clear connection, and I'm sure nobody's ever even bothered looking at that. So, you know, my belief is that a lot of this asthma, diabetes, many of these conditions that are considered to be normal, and why I say normal is because children aren't born with diabetes. Children aren't born with asthma, but by the time they're 2 years, 3 years, 4 years old, they start getting these problems. If it was truly insulin-dependent diabetes, Robert, if it was truly insulin-dependent diabetic, or if somebody's not producing insulin, would they be alive even for 10 minutes?
No, no. Good Lord, no. They wouldn't survive that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So most of these people, you know, it used to be called adult-onset diabetes, but there's a lot of people that are starting to get diabetes when they're 2, 3, 4 years old. In fact, that's the vast majority. In fact, a lot of the diabetics you see nowadays, they're not morbidly obese. They're not. It's not an insulin resistance issue. It's the fact that their beta islet cells are not producing any more insulin. Well, why aren't they producing any insulin? I believe it's an autoimmune condition. It's like scleroderma or systemic lupus, one of those type of conditions. Well, what is the crucial role-playing element in those conditions? There's an autoimmune condition, but the reason the person developed the autoimmunity is because of the body's propensity trying to defend itself. It's a hyperimmune response, and it's always related to some type of toxicity. It's usually chemical and metal-related. I have all the patients that we've treated for myasthenia gravis, multiple sclerosis, not so much multiple sclerosis, but definitely myasthenia gravis, lupus, various types of autoimmune conditions like that. There's always a significant imbalance in the immune response. It's a hyperimmune response. It's overcompensating. It's all because they're so toxic. The body is just laden with various types of metals and chemicals, and as you start cleaning them up, lo and behold, depending on the age of the person, you can sometimes even completely reverse this if they don't have an issue anymore.
Do you see it, Dr. Bitar, do you see it even like in rheumatoid arthritis, the autoimmune aspect of arthritis?
Absolutely, without a doubt. In fact, in the book, Robert, you know, I know you stepped me up to answer this because you already know the answer to it. It's like an alley-oop. You throw it up and then make it look like
well, we'll make a good basketball team for not being able to jump too high. I can jump pretty well, though.
Well, I mean, you know that she talked about the story of Morgan in the book, and Morgan had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis and was on methotrexate and Plaquenil and two different types of nonsteroidals and narcotics, and they were contemplating giving her gold injections, and this was a six-year-old little girl who, for me, I knew right away she was going to be in renal failure by the time she's 12, 13, 14 years old because of all the crap they were giving her for juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. She had less than a 20-degree flexion in her knees. She'd already gone through three operations before she was 6 years old. And it was a sad story. And then, of course, her course and what happened with her. And you know, today she's a 23, 24-year-old. I think she graduated from college a couple of years ago. Beautiful young lady, athlete. Has well over a 100-degree range of motion in flexion on her knees and is on no drugs. But, you know, how did we get her there? And it was, again, a toxicity issue. She had lead.
Right.
She had a couple of different metals. And, of course, she had a gut issue. So it's always the same thing. The principles of detoxification are the key to, regardless of what the pathology is.
Yes.
And, you know, it may be one angle, one side, a different angle, another side, but the bottom line is it's a common denominator in all chronic pathology.
Well, the doctors who aren't awake, like Dr. Bitar, unfortunately, are utilizing or want to utilize a vaccine to target your own immune cells, to kill your immune system. Brilliant. No, it's not. It's a dunderheaded move. But that's why we do advanced medicine each and every week with Dr. Bitar. His book, international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Maybe I should read that book. What do you think, Dr. Bitar?
I think you know the book backwards and forwards.
Live around the world, The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
DirtyDayFoodSupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com, keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184, and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited-time offer, so order today. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Cabbage or chemo? Weigh it out. What are you going to choose? We'll get to that in a little while. Dr. Bitar is with us as he is each and every week, and we're talking right now about the immune system, about the brain, about the nervous system, something that Dr. Bitar has had to address not only in his patient population but with his own son. And now the big discovery this last week since we were last on the air together, they're finding out direct lymphatic connection into the brain, directly into the nervous system, and, of course, connection to the gut as well. But it's stunning in the year 2015 that somehow doctors thought there was no direct lymphatic tissue interaction with the brain. This was even stunning to me. I thought everybody knew this.
I'm surprised that they actually found this, Robert, but it's incredible that they actually are able to now report this. I have long believed, first of all, let's talk about cancer. If there's one issue in cancer, stagnation of the lymphatics. And two, I have always believed that certain people can't get cancer or won't get cancer, and I've always felt that it's something to do with how their mind works, where their mind is not, this is my own observation. Maybe I shouldn't be talking out loud like this, but this is more maybe a private conversation.
No, I dig it. I like your observations. And again, we're not committing you to saying it's definitive, but all these intuitive perspectives based on your clinical interaction with patient population, they mean something. I love hearing it.
Well, I think that certain individuals, and it's all based upon their energy and how their minds work, I believe cannot get cancer, or it's very, very difficult for them to get cancer. So if you look at two different individuals, we already know that from a biological individuality standpoint and from a genetic predisposition standpoint, there are certain aspects that render an individual more susceptible to being damaged by toxicities. But I also believe that certain people are resonating at a frequency that's closest to 0 point. So from a quantum physics standpoint, 0 point is defined as the maximum output with the minimum amount of input, meaning the maximum output of energy with the minimum expenditure of that's necessary to create that energy. Maybe that's a good way of thinking about it. But the idea is that if you had something where you just snap your fingers and then you were able to create enough energy from the snapping of the fingers that would last 24 hours, that would be a very high 0 point energy. You're really maximizing a minimal effort that puts out a really huge output. And so I believe that people that are resonating at close to 0 point, i.e. minimum input with maximum output, their biology, their physiology is not susceptible or as susceptible to other individuals who may not be resonating at that same level of frequency. And that could have something to do with this lymphatic issue that they're talking about with the brain. So, you know, this can go many different ways. We can extrapolate in many different ways, mm-hmm. but I'm glad that the observation has been finally made and people are recognizing this.
Yeah, for some reason, the medical community over the course of the, I don't know how many hundred years or more, kind of looked at the brain as something sort of separate from the body. They talk about a blood-brain barrier. You know, the language used is to kind of intimate that it's somehow disconnected from the rest of the body. Now, of course, we know there are blood vessels that deliver things to the cells or else the cells would die. But to see lymphatic tissue piggybacking, if you will, on those large trunks, and they just now discovered it, is still stunning when you have the arrogance of some in the medical community that say, you know, anybody who's not one of them can't possibly know anything about anything in relation to the body. Of course, it's silly, but I mean, that's the kind of elitist arrogance nonsense that is spouted often, and now we find, well, they've just discovered something new that those who are holistically inclined have observed, likely there's going to be some lymphatic exchange there.
Well, absolutely, but you know the component of the lymphatic. Everybody knows that the lymphatic, or at least everybody should know. Everybody that's in the healthcare profession, you should know that the lymphatics are the same as the circulatory system in the body, but it's a circulatory system that's more designed for waste elimination as opposed to the circulatory system, the red blood cell circulatory system or the vascular system, which is more designed to take nutrients to and oxygen to and bring away waste products. But the lymphatics is really more for the garbage and basically what the immune system is doing, catching up with the debris that the white blood cells go and phagocytosis and all this other stuff. So it's basically a waste elimination aspect. And this is where the lymph nodes come into play. So the lymph cycles through the body and goes through the lymph nodes, and of course whenever somebody gets sick and the lymph nodes swell up, what we go in and take the lymph nodes out. We attack the lymph nodes for doing their simple job, which is to capture this debris, their filters. You know, if you have a filter in your car or a filter in your tractor and the filter is doing its job and catching the debris, what do? Take out the filter? Well, of course you may take out the filter and change it and clean it out, but you don't surgically remove it and then never put something else back in there.
Right.
So this is a perfect example of not recognizing what the lymphatics is supposed to do, but theoretically, every aspect of the body must have some type of a lymphatic component to it. And mm-hmm. I'm glad that they're actually making this statement and talking about this, because it is something that needs to be more known. And Robert, I'll tell you the truth. I don't think many even doctors in the nutritional non-pharmaceutical arena, the more holistic practitioners, I don't think they recognize that the brain has its own lymphatic supply either. I don't think that this has been a widely thought of phenomenon. And even, you know, having made the statement that I have, I've never thought of it consciously that way. I have thought that there are certain people that can't get cancer, but it is a, I think it's really an important discovery that they've put out there. And every now and then, you know, it's good to see the mainstream media put out something really good.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's why we do like scientific endeavor, legitimate scientific endeavor, inquiry, discovery. I mean, these are the things that happen when you don't limit the view. But, of course, for many, they've said it's not there, so people probably weren't even looking. So it took somebody to look to say, hey, maybe there's something there. You know, it's that person that's – and I think this was actually like – the equivalent of an undergrad or a graduate student, not a full-on PhD that kind of made this discovery. That's the irony as well. It's like if you've established that something doesn't exist, most people who are trained will not see it even if it's there. So you take somebody with fresh eyes who didn't know it wasn't there and to look at it and go, hey, look at that.
Well, that's the what was the statement that Einstein made, that you cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. And so this is actually one of those perspectives that you need a fresh mind, a fresh set of eyes, looking at the same problem and getting a different perspective, and then they can come up with a solution. But as you said, when people are predisposed and biased towards a certain thought process, you know, it's hard to look underneath a certain rock for a problem when you don't even recognize the things that you got to look underneath as being rocks in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's brilliant. And I'm so excited to show that even at 2015, for those of you who said, well, we've got so much technology, there's nothing left to find. Oh, man, there is so much left to find. As much as you might think Dr. Batar knows or I know, we recognize there's way more that we don't know. And that keeps us open for discovery and inquiry and staying really sensitive to those that come to us for help in any way, shape, or form, even right here on the radio. And this brings us to the gut-brain connection. Interesting story here. Gut feelings, more than just heartburn and indigestion, they're intimating here that psychiatrists of the future might do fecal samples. Take a sample of your stool and test it to determine what's going on in you. Of course, if it's to take probiotics, okay. But if it's to design or drug you, I don't know, because that's pretty much where they've been. Prozac, serotonin, rather than recognizing gut microbiome and ecology and its impact on that gut-brain connection, mood, depression, etc.
Well, there's so many neurotransmitters that are actually found in the gastrointestinal system. They're found within the mesenteric plexus. And that's the thing that, again, it's amazing. This actually would have qualified as a moment of the, I believe that you should have done this as a moment of the, but, you know, Robert, this is an important point. It's a point that I think a lot of people may not recognize, but it should be a moment of duh in my book, because you remember secretin is a neurotransmitter, and we were using secretin. It's abundantly found within the gastrointestinal system. In fact, a lot of the neurotransmitters are found just as abundantly, if not, neurotransmitters are obviously called neurotransmitters because they're abundantly found within the brain, but they are oftentimes found as abundantly within the gastrointestinal system, or very, very close to it. So secretin was, I think I was the second or third doctor in North America that was using secretin. I stopped using it after a while. We did see some benefit, but it was really more the gut, I think, that it was affecting. And then because it was helping the gut get aligned, it was affecting the brain, but giving secretin in autistic kids. So I believe that when you get the gastrointestinal system corrected and balanced, you are actually having a direct correlation with the brain. That's one reason I try not to do too much with the brain itself, because I think that the brain has nothing to do with detoxification, or very little to do with detoxification, as opposed to the gut, which has a lot. That's one of the most toxic areas of, in the Western world, our gastrointestinal systems. And if we can just reduce the burden in the gastrointestinal system, and of course secondarily the liver, the kidneys and such, skin, but primarily the gut. If you can just do that, that's one little thing, you're going to have a substantial improvement. In fact, the head map is all based on those organs of detoxification and gut being the most important and first line of defense.
Right. Well, again, coming back, gut-brain connection, that feeling in your gut, something that anybody that has a body that hasn't been drugged out of the ability to feel and sense the symptoms will know the body's trying to communicate something. But, of course, as I was trained, Dr. Batar, as a little Robert Scotty Bell, I was trained to ignore those symptoms, suppress those symptoms, drug those symptoms, antibiotic those symptoms away, all the while they were trying to tell me what was going into my body was not good. That intelligence that was that I was born with, or the microbes that came in to try and speak those truths, the doctors consistently shot out or removed the warning light, however you want to describe it, poisoned my body to the point where, again, 24 years later, I would find a different way to recover, and this is where we are today.
Well, if the people recognize that the gastrointestinal system is the only continuous connection with the external environment, and that if we can keep that environment or that conduit or that connection between the inner world, meaning our bodies, and the outer world, the environment that we live in, that's the only connection there is the gastrointestinal system. From the mouth to the anus, it's really a tube that's continuous with the external world. So if we can have that tube functioning correctly and balanced, we will see many, many things improve. And, Robert, you've seen this more often, I'm sure, than we can probably count, is that when you clean up a person's gut, their brain fog disappears, their hormonal systems come back in place, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. Clear the terrain, watch the miracle of life return in that balance. All right, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Edition. Go to medicalrewind.com, among our many other places that you can catch the archives for free and bring that power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. When we come back, cabbage beats chemo. We'll explain.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'll get to see our buddy Ty Bollinger June 24th and 27th at the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists. Did you know your buddy Ty Bollinger, Dr. Bitar, was a colon hydrotherapist?
I did not.
Actually, no, he's not. You didn't know because he isn't one. But he's been asked to speak. I'll be speaking.
I can see how he, because he's so full up. Are you
out? That's going to be a good place for him to go. So we're all going to be there. Our good friend Dr. King will be there. Paul Barrettero and Stockton LO1. There's going to be a great group of people up there in Nashville. We're going to do a road trip. I only wish you were there with us, Dr. Bitar, but you're traveling already too much. Now, let's wrap up advanced medicine today and talk about this story from Green Med Info about cabbage beating chemo, specifically for cervical cancer. But, again, let your food be your medicine. What do you get out of this? Because they're acknowledging, of course, cancer treatments like radiation chemo don't really cure anything. In fact, they can make cancer more deadly. So how is it that cabbage can help?
Well, you know, I like the fact that the way that they actually stated that, Robert, that they didn't beat any punches here. They just basically made the statement and just came out and said that this is not, chemo is, where did it go? Here it is. Cabbage beats chemo for cervical cancer. It just came out and made that. I guess this is not a mainstream media article, though. I was thinking this is mainstream media, but it's not, is it?
No, but it is referenced. The good thing is it's actually referenced in the peer-reviewed literature, which is what Green Med Info does so well. Even being an alternative news site, they rely on literally referencing every claim they make.
Well, I love that first statement in bold. They've got here, mainstream medicine, cancer treatments, and radiation chemotherapy are far from a cure. In fact, they make cancer more deadly. I love that because that's a very key statement. What doesn't kill only serves to make somebody stronger, right? You heard that adage, if it doesn't kill you, it serves to make you stronger. Well, that's exactly what chemo radiation does. It takes the highly mutagenic and adaptogenic components of cancer and mutates them and makes them stronger, makes them more resistant to the conventional therapy and to everything, because it's basically made it transformed into a superhero form of cells. Cancer cells already have a suppression of apoptosis, but now they actually make them even more resistant. And so we don't want to do that. We don't want to take cancer and make it stronger. It's like almost the superhero Marvel comic with the Hulk. He injects himself with something and it mutates and makes it, you know, this very powerful thing. That's actually what cancer, I believe what cancer therapy does. It makes, it not only suppresses the immune system, but it makes the cancer cells more powerful and more resistant to anything that we do do. And so from just that part, but forget about the cabbage aspect, from the, at least in the first part, I like that statement that they make, because if people just listen to that first part and not do the chemo radiation, they're going to be that much better off.
Right.
But then the second thing is, of course, talking about the aspect of the of the cabbage and what they're talking about here. They talk about the specifically about the cancer stem cell makes up less than 5% of a tumor and can regenerate the original tumor. And it's actually that stem cell that's the key, because if you can get rid of the vast majority of cancer, but you can't deal with the stem cell, you don't deal with the stem cell effectively, the cancer is going to come back. And I think that's what the gist over here is, that this cabbage component that they're talking about, the specific compound called the phenylethyl isothiocyanate, is a PEITC, the acronym, is what ends up actually affecting the stem cell.
So this explains a lot of the reason why, among many reasons, that if you, let's say, survive the chemo and radiation, and you feel like, oh, well, I'm cancer-free now, the reality is those things did not target the regrowth of the cancer. In fact, they might have facilitated a stronger regrowth of the cancer. Of course, they've devastated your immune cells, so whatever you didn't have before, you have even less of as far as immune system function.
That's exactly right. And then the most recent, within the last 3 to 4 years, thought process is that the radiation and chemo actually mutate the stem cell, the cancer stem cell itself, to make it more resistant. And so that's something that you've basically taken the one part of the cancer you really want to hit and made it more powerful. And, you know, that's obviously not the desired thing that you want to do. I've long believed that the cancer is not the problem anyway. It's a symptom. We're going after the symptom, and that doesn't make any sense. It's no different than going after the flashing light in your car dashboard, thinking that you're going to solve the problem behind the engine. That's not how you do it anyway. So, you know, we try not to do anything to the cancer. We help the body to identify the cancer gene form, we target the immune system and help the immune system liven up, and then let the body do its own thing.
So what's the takeaway message? Up your cruciferous vegetable. What was yours, Dr. Matarno?
The power to heal is yours.
Oh, that too. Yeah, of course, that too. And up your cruciferous vegetables. Have some arugula. Bok choy for everybody. Thanks, Dr. Batar. Great, great hour. Yes, he's right. The power to heal is yours. Back tomorrow and back next week.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.